This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A video posted on Sudan's health ministry social media showed what appears to have been bodies covered in blankets, victims of an airstrike on Saturday that is reported to have killed 22 people in Omdurman. Separately, the army said in a post on Facebook that special forces had killed 20 quote-unquote rebel soldiers and destroyed their weaponry. A video posted by the special forces showed soldiers celebrating after the attack. It was unclear if both incidents were related, but according to statements from the Ministry of Health and the Sudanese Army, they both took place on July 8th. At least 1,133 people have been killed since the fighting started in April, according to the Federal Health Ministry. As U.S. President Joe Biden prepares to meet with other NATO leaders this week, the president of Ukraine wants a signal that his country will eventually be allowed into the alliance. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Military aid to Ukraine is a key topic for the upcoming NATO summit in Lithuania. So is membership, with Sweden trying to get in. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says they want a commitment they can join NATO when the war has ended. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos says the U.S. has some concerns.
I still have to work on some reforms, political reforms in the country. And of course, they're still at war right now.
Kirby's also defending the U.S. decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine, which some allies fear will lead to civilian deaths. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Germany's president on Sunday said the country should not block the United States from sending cluster bombs to Ukraine, while defending its opposition to the use of the controversial weapon. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has finished her four-day visit to Beijing, where she met with parties to discuss issues ranging from trade, the environment, and spying. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Yellen's trip follows the Chinese spy balloon incident from earlier this year, where a high-altitude balloon traveled much of the United States and Canada. The U.S. ultimately shot down the craft, and the Chinese government called that an excessive reaction, a topic of discussion brought up by new Chinese Vice Premier Hala Fong at a meeting last week with Yellen. While a major diplomatic breakthrough wasn't expected by either country, Yellen's visit came amid a particularly turbulent time in relations. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
At least 300 people who were traveling on three migrant boats from Senegal to Spain's Canary Islands have disappeared, migrant aid group Walking Borders said on Sunday. The Canary Islands off the coast of West Africa have become the main destination for migrants trying to reach Spain, with a much smaller number also seeking to cross the Mediterranean Sea to the Spanish mainland. Summer is the busiest period for all attempted crossings. Police are looking for a motive after a gunman on a scooter shot several people in New York City Saturday, including an elderly man who died. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police say a 25-year-old man is in custody, a 9mm gun recovered. The shooting spree began in Brooklyn with a man shot in the shoulder. 17 minutes later in Queens, an 87-year-old was shot and killed. Then more shots fired at another location, no one injured. 8 minutes later, another man shot. Then less than a minute after that, a fourth man was shot. NYPD Assistant Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny.
It seems that his acts were random. If you look at the demographics and pedigree of the victims, they're all different at this time. Video shows that he's not targeting anybody. He's not following anybody. As he's driving on his scooter, he's randomly shooting people.
Julie Walker, New York.
A judge in the U.S. South Central state of Oklahoma has thrown out a lawsuit seeking reparations for the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, dashing an effort to obtain some measure of legal justice by survivors of the deadly racist rampage. Judge Carolyn Wall on Friday dismissed with prejudice the lawsuit trying to force the city and others to make recompense for the destruction of a once thriving black district known as Greenwood. The order comes in case by three survivors of the attack. They are all now over 100 years old and sued in 2020 with the hope of seeing what their attorney called justice in their lifetime. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.